good morning, and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is St. Patrick Saints basketball coach Tony Moore. The Saints set at 0-5 and are still searching for their first win and will play at West Union on Saturday night. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back with St. Patrick Saints basketball coach Tony Moore right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We've got St. Patrick Saints basketball coach Tony Moore. Let's talk about the season. Tony, you guys right now still searching for your first win, but have played several games. You've got 5 games in the books. Let's talk about the season so far. I know you've got a lot of numbers out, but a lot of young kids that have really never played the game.
Just like before we went on the air, I was just telling you, I got a lot of kids that never played a game. I got like 2 kids that's got a lot of experience. Some of them guys, just putting them in a spotlight too. It's not really to a point to me that I'm keep on telling them over and over and over, but you know, I just want them to just get it. Be mindful of the game and what the game can bring to you. And also, you know, Amari, and I keep on telling Amari, you know, I know he gets to a point where he gets a lot of frustration. You know, Amari's going to be like it. It's going to be like it for the next 3 years when you play, and just the way basketball is.
You've got a lot of kids out, so that's got to be exciting to have that many. You know, I looked at your roster there, 10, 12, 14, 15 kids, so doing it brick by brick, and you kind of mentioned it's going to take some time. Yes. And get the kids experience, and you played at a high level. Mm-hmm. You can't teach that experience, but have to be pleased with the number of kids you have on the roster.
Oh, most definitely. You know, this year I was just, before season started, you know, I was just going by and just talking to some of the kids, you know, just asking them if they wanted to play, and a few of them that I thought they was going to play for this year, several ones that said they weren't going to play, so I took an initiative. You know, I wasn't really upset. I'm just like, hey, you know, this person right here, you know, he can get some experience on the team. And, you know, I know he's not played before, but to the point, I just love to work with kids. Just watch them grow up. You know, I just, like I said, before I come here, I had many kids that I coached during the years, and I tell people about Chris Lofton. He was soft-spoken, but, you know, when he got on the floor, he mean business. But, you know, these kids like that, I knew he was special when he was, like, in the 5th and 6th grade. So, and I tell these kids, you know, you're not going to get it overnight. You know, it's got to be a process. It's got to be a process through the summer, dedication, the will to do it, and stuff like that. So I had to do it. So, you know, just telling these kids that, hey, you know, I don't care how many points that you think you score, it's got to be consistent.
Your schedule this year, you put a more competitive schedule for you guys. Again, I know you're still searching for your first win, but try to play teams that are comparable to you guys. And that's got to help knowing that, you know, you're going into a game with teams that are smaller schools or smaller programs. Mm-hmm. Or teams that are trying to build their program back like you guys.
Yes, Robinson County, Covenant Latin, you know, just like I said, I just went in the game thinking we was going to win that game. But, you know, while the game was going, it is like, man, these kids, you know, really not getting this game of basketball. And then some of them, before I had everybody playing, you know, some of these kids was like putting their head down like, okay. And I'm looking around like, okay, I'm going to throw you out there, you know, and see what you got, you know. So I don't know if these kids are going home saying something about their parents and stuff like that, but I give each and every one of them kids a chance to perform, play, and stuff like that. So you got the opportunity to play. So now I'm telling you, I have to break down every situation in practice, you know, and that's not me after 27, 28 years of just coaching and assisting. And now I see, you know, assistants, you can just sit back and just tell the coach, the head coach, what you see. But the head coach is like, just got to be honest with them. Say, hey, you know, it's not your time. It's not your time yet. So you just need to do more, just work at it.
And I guess you've seen glimpses of your guys. You know, you mentioned the Robertson game. I know quarter and a half, Covington Latin, you know, played well there. So you've seen bits and pieces where your guys have to look back and say, hey, guys, we were right here, right there, had some opportunities. Where you've seen some glimpses if you guys continue to grow. And, you know, it's going to take time, again, for your kids to get older, more experience. But you've seen some moments this year where good stuff has happened.
Right, it has. We've been working on the press. And we turned Covington Latin over several times. But the thing is, I was telling them, when you play a press, you got to be in the right position. You can't be half-stepping or, you know, behind people. You got to be right there on the baseline, and I try to tell them the baseline is another person. You know, that's what we want to turn them to. Just little stuff, not so much the big stuff, just little stuff that, you know, us as coaches have to explain to them. You know, just like I said, I had to explain myself every day. But if I was out there like Mason County, Augusta, their kids are getting it. It's not fair with three or four kids are getting it on my team, and then the rest of them are just like, okay, that's what I've become a coach for. You know, because I know it's going to be times where we're down the same path or wherever I was going to go at that some kids get it and some kids don't. You know, so we had to walk them through as the coaches and say, hey, you know, this is what you got to do. And just tell them, you know, just tell them. I mean, because I'm not afraid. You know, if I see somebody on Mason County's team or something like that, I pull them to the side and say, hey, you know, this is what you did. So that's the kind of person and a player that I was when I was in school and going through college.
Looking at some schedule highlights coming up for you guys. You're going to play in the Ripley Holiday Tournament there after Christmas, the 28th and 29th. So play some different teams there, playing a little showcase, and you guys, St. Pat's historically played in that the last several years. Mm-hmm.
And that's a real good tournament over in Ohio, you know, and just like I said, Kentucky ball and Ohio ball is totally different. Ohio ball is physical, and I tell them every year, do not complain about the fouls because it's going to be physical. That's why I try to learn y'all how to play the game of basketball and then take the physical back. You know, just like I was telling Mari and Abby and Gabe, now, y'all sophomores, when we go over here at Christmas tournament, it's going to be physical. You can't complain about the referees. You just got to play the game of basketball. We don't have school at times, so it's a freedom of basketball. Just go out and play. Just go out and play the game.
You guys will play in the All-A January the 6th against Robertson County there. Robertson got you earlier this season, but, you know, that first game kind of a tune-up, and now the All-A, this one's ultimately the one that both teams want to win the most.
Yes, and that's what, you know, that's what I'm aiming for. We'll definitely have everybody back tuned up and be ready to go. I knew Abby went down for the first game at home, you know, when he hit his head. You know, it's kind of like, again, Mario was trying to do all he can do, but, I mean, you can't beat five players from just one player. I don't care if you, you know, in double figures, but that's the game I'm looking for. We'll be tuned up and sharp and ready to go.
I want to talk about your kids there. I've got your roster there if you want to run down it. But Amari Myrick, again, leads you guys in scoring 19.4 points a game. It's hard to believe he's just a sophomore. He's played a number of years for you guys, but he's having another outstanding season.
Yeah, he is. Amari's going to be a special kid. Just trying to get him. And I try to tell him, I say, you know, there's four quarters in the game. But, you know, I mean, and he wants to go hard every four quarters. But sometimes while you're playing, you got to see the game, how the game's going. Good teams are going to pick you out. Good teams are going to pick you out because you're left-handed. He's trying to get his right hand strong, and he can go right-handed, but your jump shot's got to come. So that's why you got to get in the gym in the summertime, off-season, and get it for yourself.
And for him, you know, 19 points a game, it's got to be a double-edged sword for him knowing that he's going to score the ball. But now, you mentioned teams are starting to try to maybe double-team him or give it up. So I'm sure he's trying to find ways to score, get other kids involved, which I know is tough when, you know, you're kind of the team's leading scorer and leading the team. But, you know, now teams are trying to take him away.
Yes, and that's why I try to tell him, you know, when we first started practicing, when you got Abby and Rudy and Glennie and all them guys out, now I'm telling you as a coach, too, when you're in the flow of the game, what player are you going to be trusted in when you pass it to him? You know, because when you're going down the floor and you trying to get a no-look pass or something like that, them kids right there, they're not ready for them passes. And I tell each and every one of my players that, you know, started, you got to limit some of the passes that, you know, when you go into the rim or if you pass it to him, you know, the right pass, a soft pass or whatever. I think he's picking it up. He's more soft-spoken, too. You know, I try to get him, you know, be a leader as well as Abby and Gabe and stuff like that. I don't mind telling them every day, sophomore, you know, you had to step up and say something. If they don't like it, this is your team. This is your team. So you got to bite the bullet and go on.
Talk about some of your other kids there that start or come off the bench, some of the other kids. We mentioned Amari Myrick, but some of the other guys.
Yes, and also another kid, he's out, but, you know, Abby. I think Abby's going to be a good player, too. You know, for one, he's a big kid. He can see the floor. He can dribble the ball and see the floor, you know, when he's going down the floor. And the only thing I can have about Abby was like me, more like a type. He liked to bring the ball to the floor. He sees the floor. But I'm trying to get him to understand when you go to the rim, it's not always going to be there for you. So us as coaches, we tell you to pass it out, then repost yourself. Because I'm telling you, repost gets you another look at the rim and stuff like that. And you have to just break it down to them again. You know, everything I do, I have to break it down in practice. Hey, you got to do this. You got to do that. So Gabe, I don't have a problem with Gabe. Gabe does what I tell him to do. If I tell him run through that wall, he will. You know, he gets on the boards. I want Abby, Gabe, Mari, you know, all of them guys. So you got to be on the boards. You can't be out there, you know, standing and say, hey, you know, Abby's got the boards, Gabe got the boards. No, you got to get in there too. Only thing that I have about Gabe, you know, sometimes, you know, he gets a little fogged. You know, you say something to him, but we're not in the classroom. We're not in the classroom. Classroom, he's smart as a whip, but, you know, just like now you got to bring him to the court. You know, Rudy, before he got hurt, I think he's going to be a good shooter. He's got to get stronger. It's not always, you know, you can shoot the ball. When you take it to the rim, you got to get stronger. Just certain stuff. You know, Glennie, he was my point guard, but I think he's going to come back in the next couple of days. Just again, just breaking it down to him and say, hey, you know, we need you as a part of his team. I want you to still come to practice, but, you know, you got to come and get what's given to you. Now, they thinking when they come back, they're just going to, you know, automatically just come on the floor. Now, you got to work this as well, you know, if you was down at the bottom.
In the game of basketball, you kind of alluded to it. You've played high level, and it's bigger than wins and losses and life lessons and the things you're teaching your kids. If you're not teaching life skills inside the game, you're not doing your due diligence.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, Travis. Just like I said, basketball, if you're a good basketball player, that's going to get you far, and people know that you're going to go on the next level. But just like you said, life, you know, if you're not playing ball, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to work? I'm trying to teach you a life lesson. Are you going to go to work? You got to get up at a certain time. You got to go to work. I know who's going to the next level in this group. Just like you said, you just got to teach them life lessons and what you're going to do when you get out of school. You know, it goes a long way. If you go to work, just like Gary Tasner, played pretty good for me his senior year. Now he's out working, doing good for his family and stuff like that. So, you know, I appreciate that when they come back and say, hey, Coach Moore, I appreciate you doing this for me. And it don't puff me up or nothing like that. I've been telling them for the longest, and I appreciate him coming back and just say, hey, you know, I appreciate you coaching me, you know, show me a lot of good things.
How do you keep the kids from not getting discouraged? Because I know in today's society, you know, we're all dealing with certain things, and everybody wants to win, but, you know, you've been at St. Pat for a number of years now, and obviously everybody wants to win, but you've kept your heart there, you've worked with the kids, you haven't given up on them, and I guess that's a message, you know, that's life, perseverance, continue to work, and eventually, one day, you're going to knock down that door, get some wins, build some steps, and, you know, take the next step forward.
Yeah, and that's true, Travis. You know, just like I said, you know, I've been down there under a lot of coaches, Coach Rigdon, Tim Sullivan, Coach K. I've been around a lot of coaches. Matt Tagler, them guys showed me when I was back doing assistants, you know, them guys showed me, even though I was heading my direction to head coach, but thing is, I appreciate them guys giving me that opportunity to be an assistant and just looking up to them. And now I see what they go through when they was a head coach. You know, head coach is a tough position, you know, just trying to break it down, especially when you're not winning, and just get the opportunity to do the right thing with the kids, show the kids, and hopefully get their spirits up. I thank God for, you know, allowing me to step in that position. I don't get as rough like I used to. Just like I said, I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. You know, if it wasn't for him, I don't know what I would do.
What's it like seeing Terry King get the job there at Bracken County, former Bulldog as well?
Yes.
What's it like seeing him get the job there and leading his program?
Yes, just like I was telling Terry, we talk almost on the basics, you know, and I was just telling him, I said, hey, Terry, your first start of a head coach, you know, there's going to be some struggles. You're not going to have the team that we had when we was in school. Us as coaches, we got to take baby steps, you know, to get to that point. You can't rush things. Two or three of your players are, you know, struggling. You got to break it down and tell them, hey, you know, it's not going to be overnight. It's going to be a learning process. You know, I just tell Terry, hey, when we played, we was one of a kind, but you got to get your players to understand that. I talk to Coach Wrights all the time. You know, he was like, hey, Tony, kids that you got, you just got to work with them. You just got to work with them. You know, it made me feel at ease because, you know, just coming from him, hey, you know, he said, Tony, you're doing a heck of a job. So, you know, I'm thinking like, hey, okay, you know, coming from my head coach and, you know, and telling Terry, you know, because we always talk to each other, you know, three ways sometimes. You know, I appreciate Terry. You know, I'm glad Terry got that job, and hopefully it'll be a career for him.
You guys get ready to play them coming up after the start of 2024, so I know that'll be exciting to play a former Bulldog.
Yeah, he got a lot of Bulldogs down there. He got his brother, Jerry. He got Lay Kirk and all of them guys helping him. Then he got Desiree's husband. It'll be a good time to see him and, you know, just joke around with him and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm glad that us getting that opportunity to coach him and stuff.
Well, Tony, thanks for coming down today. Merry Christmas and best of luck the rest of the season for
you
and the Saints.
I appreciate you, Travis.
Again, that was St. Patrick's Saints basketball coach Tony Moore. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, looking ahead to the Mason County Invitational Tournament. This 18 boys tournament will take place December the 28th through the 30th at the Mason County Fieldhouse. Here's the brackets from top to bottom. It's Augusta versus Walton Verona on December the 28th at 2 o'clock. Scott versus North Oldham at 5:30. Then the bottom bracket, it's Campbell County versus Pike Central at 3:30. And Mason County versus Tates Creek at 7 o'clock. The winners will advance and play on December the 29th at 5:30 and 7 o'clock, with a championship game on December the 30th at 4 o'clock. The losers of the first round games will move into the consolation bracket on December the 29th at 2 o'clock and 3:30. Then on December the 30th, the 7th place game is at 11 a.m., the 5th place game at 2:30, the 3rd place game at 12:30, and again the championship game on December the 30th at 4 o'clock. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.